Ian Murphy, here with Cassie Norton Murphy, the editorial director for the Warren Group. The 7,077 single-family home sales in July signaled the best month for Massachusetts real estate market since June 2005, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. By breaking 7,000 sales, July saw the market's first return to that level in more than 10 years since the 7,239 sales recorded in June 2005. The big month marked a 24% increase year-over-year from July 2014, which had 5,693 sales. June was also a very strong month for single-family sales. So we've had two fantastic months in a row. Condos also saw 20% growth in July year-over-year. The 2,794 sales were the most that we've seen since August 2007. So, Cassie, obviously there has been some amount of pent-up demand, but are there any other factors that have contributed to this spike?
There certainly are, Ian. The economy is much better. There's been a number of new programs for homebuyers. The loan restrictions have eased up somewhat. It's not as easy to get a mortgage now as it was prior to the recession, for sure, but it's much easier than it was a couple of years ago. And the economy is generally doing better. Home prices are recovering. People have more equity that they've built up in their home just by the fact that they've been there longer or because their houses are worth more, and they're feeling much more able to move and to move up to the next house. And I think that's true for first-time buyers as well. I think they've had some time to save and recover from the effects of the recession.
Median prices are up marginally in both condos and single-family homes. Is that because bidding is driving up values, or does that speak more to about the nature of what's for sale on the market?
I think it depends on where you're looking. Statewide, prices are up a little bit for both condos and single-family homes, and part of that is the sheer volume that we've seen in the month of July. There's more to buy, and so there's less competition, so the prices are not spiking quite as high as we've seen in the past, although that's not true all over the state. The greater Boston area is still going a little nuts, particularly in the condo market, where the sales are up, or the median price is up almost 13%.
In 2014 and 2013, so the last 2 years, we saw sales cool off a little in August. In 2012 and 2011, there was actually an increase in August over July. Which do you think we're going to see this next month?
I think we will see an increase in August. The home sales that closed in August were shopped for about a month or to 2 months prior to the closing, so we will continue to see home sales up, certainly over last year. Perhaps we may have peaked in July for this year, but I think August will still be a strong month relatively.
So thank you, Cassie, very much. And thank you all to those who are listening. If you would like more information about our real estate and mortgage data and how it might help your business, or if you want to learn more about our print and online publications, please visit www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.